This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
And welcome to this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies. Mufti Saab, please do tell us about this personality by the name of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu. Who was this personality?
Rahman Rahim, one day, it's a pity, you know, that those of you going now in the 90s, 2000, now 2022 and so forth, the Saudi regime, nowadays the Kuffar Saudi regime, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan and them, so many places in Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara and surroundings, they have just demolished, you know, without a care in the world, but they want to call themselves Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. And we don't call them Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, the one who is making khidmah and serving the Haramain Sharifain. We call them Kha'inul Haramain Sharifain. You're making khiyanat, you're committing breach of trust there in the Haramain Sharifain by destroying our history, our great, great heritage. When I went first time with Allah's help, Allah's mercy from Karachi, and I spent 6 weeks there, my beloved parents came from South Africa in 1974, whole Ramadan, entire Ramadan, and wonderful, wonderful experience, you know. So in that way there, that we saw so many places, when I look now, I just see they demolished and so forth. So let me manzar kenchtau, let me explain to you, so you try and look at it vividly, clearly, so you will understand what I'm talking about. You know where is Bab-e Jibreel, and that also they close now. They allow mostly these people who are, you know, they are guests and all special people and VIPs. Sometimes they open for ordinary mortals like us. Where Bab-e Jibreel is, and if you're entering Al-Masjid al-Nabawi, then on the left-hand side, the Ottoman Empire, Khilafat Uthmaniyah, they would not write things. They would leave nishani, they would leave signs there. So they made small, small mini temples, you know. So we used to have this old, old mashayikh and old, old ulama of the Haramain Sharifain, and we used to sit in their dars, in their lesson, and sometime we ask them or we ask other people, old sheikhs, and they would tell you, this is what happened here, this is what happened here. So just try and ek manzar kenchtau hu, I'm trying to give you how the scenario was. If you enter through Bab-e Jibreel, on your left-hand side, there were 10 small pillars there, and no names, and there Habib Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the 10 Sahaba are there. Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, Talha, Zubair, and Abdurrahman bin Auf, and Sa'd and Sa'id, and Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, radiallahu anhum. And for each one of them, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith in Tirmidhi, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, each one of them are in Jannah. So we, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we say that the greatest Sahaba, companions, students of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are the best of the best, are Ashara Mubashara. The 10 who were given the glad tidings of Jannah, then come Ashab-e Badr, then the companions of the Master alayhi salam, 313 who participated in the Battle of Badr. So Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu is one of them. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam would see him walking, and then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam who tell the Sahaba, do you see this person walking? He is the one walking, he'll go straight to Jannat al-Firdaus. And he was, you must remember, the one who became, you know, in the battle that shall, he became like, you know, injured and so forth, mashlul in Arabic you say, like, you know, he suffered like an injury and so forth, and paralyzed, like he couldn't use it. But subhanallah, you see the same Sayyidina Talha radiallahu an in the battle of Uhud, that is injured and so forth, but standing guard, standing there for the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in defense of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what true love is all about. They love the Master alayhi salam more than they love themselves, more than they love their spouses and children and parents. So that is what the Sahaba did. So great, great virtues for each one of them. اختارهم الله لصحبة نبيه وإقامة دينه. How Almighty Allah selected prophets and messengers, 124,000 Anbiya and prophets, they are ma'soom and protected from vices and sin. Allah Jalla wa Ala, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, open Mishkat Sharif, Allah Jalla wa Ala selected the companions and students of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why? For the companionship of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to establish the deen of Islam. That is what we must understand. And dono ki tanqeed karna jaiz nahi. Sahaba a mahfuz. Mahfuz means even if they committed sin or mistake, Allah forgave them. So to criticize and revile prophets and messengers, totally unacceptable, not permissible. You'll go right out of the fold of Islam. And to criticize and revile and castigate the students, companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remember that, not permissible. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي, when you see a person castigating, swearing my companions, فَقُولُوا لَعَنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ, open Tirmidhi, then say, Allah's curse be upon you for the evil you are committing, perpetrating. Khomeini writes in his books against Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar and all the great Sahaba, so that we accept every one of them, open Kashful Asrar, and that we got the books, you'll see it very clearly there, so see what happens to him. The day he dies, Khomeini's whole coffin opens up, everything of his history, geography, private, everything exposed to the whole world media. And now in this week here, the same Shia Kufar, they went to his house. I went to Khomeini's house myself. I went to the madrasa where he studied when I was in Iran. I just wanted to see where and when what happened, you know. I go as an investigating journalist. Nice term there. We go there, we just play like Simple Simon. We don't know anything, but our eyes and ears are open, you know. You must play dumb in life sometime. You must play like you're a crackpot. You don't understand anything. You're like a naive character, you know. But your eyes and ears must be open to see what's happening. So they burned Khomeini's house. The same Shias, they burnt his house. And they cursed him and cursed his for teaching and everything. So that is Allah Ta'ala teaching us in Quran, Surah 9, verse 79. Anybody castigates, criticizes Sahaba, فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ, they're mocking the Sahaba, castigating the Sahaba, the beloved students of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ, Allah will mock them. What a bigger insult for the Shias and their votaries and supporters. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, and for them will be a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. Surah 9, chapter 9, verse 79. To you Shias, think properly, what answers will you give tomorrow on the day of justice?
Mufti Sahib, in terms of a divorce, this couple is going through, they have a 2-year-old female child. The wife would like to know, what's the procedure? How does she go about sorting out maintenance during her iddah and for the child after the iddah?
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Today we see the divorce rate is spiraling out of control. To all your husbands, all you men, أَبْغَدُ الْحَلَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ الطَّلَاقِ, the most hated and detested thing which Almighty Allah made permissible is talaq, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood. But what should you try, my brother? Remember, we get angry, we get upset and so forth, but walk out of your house, go to the masjid and so forth and so on. Hamara kaam jorna hai, na ke torna. We must make the home, not break the home. Try your level best. Divorce must not be the first option. It must be the last resort. Always remember that. Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 128, وَالصُلْحُ خَيْرٌ, reconciliation is the best. But yea, it seems like the husband gave his wife 3 talaqs. That is what it seems like. and now the wife and their husband are totally separated. There's a small young daughter, 2 years old or whatever you. So you, the mother, you will have custody of the child. From now, right till the time the child, this daughter, gets married, all the expenses, permissible expenses, it is upon him, the father of the daughter. Remember that. You don't have to pay. He must pay for the rental, he must pay for water lights, he must pay for the food, he must pay for the education, he must pay for the medication, everything is upon him. And if he doesn't pay, don't waste your time with ulama and jamiats and people like me. We all consultative committee. We can just give you advice. We don't have the power there to punish people or pass judgment against them. So you take him straight to the court and go to the police and whatever you, and charge him that he's not maintaining your child, and this is his income, and how many accounts he got, and maybe he got one account there under the matras, pala pala account. You see? So all that you must tell them properly. So tell him this is what he must pay monthly, and if he doesn't pay, then you're not going to play. He must pay, then you will not play. And remember, if you don't pay, then you will play your cards, you go straight to court and you charge him. That is my advice to you.
Mufti Sahib, the holidays are going to be coming upon us very, very shortly, and children and adults are looking forward to entertainment. Mufti Sahib, how do you entertain children in the holidays?
But you know, Hafiz Sahib, my eyes popped out. I couldn't believe it, man. That where we stayed, that side, you know, in the North Coast, that I saw other things flowing there, beside going the water flowing there, and beside the waves, I saw other things, man. I had to close my eyes and check, man. So how did, I hope you Durban guys, you clean your rubbish out, you know. Imagine the guys want to go to the beach and they see other kind of beach there. So anyway, you must remember that for us as Muslims, time is precious. Now what we want to do is say, no, I want to cool off. So where they want to cool off? They want to go to the ocean. Then the baji, he is looking through his sunglasses. He's ogling and he's looking at the bikinis. He's looking at the stikinis. And he say, I'm old. I guess old man, ni coat ni. I'm old, but I'm not cold, you see. And the baji is getting hot now. And so how you can go to such places? You women, you go to such places. The men are three-quarter naked. The women are three-quarter naked. So now imagine that if a person is to die there, what will you say? Was it a good death or a bad death? I'm asking you. So remember, you want to go holiday, you want to go here, there, see where you want to go. Not you go to haram places and so forth and so on. Try and spend quality time with your children. Spend quality time with your parents. You children, I'm posing 3-4 questions. When I go to a school or a varsity and so forth, I ask them and I say, just be honest to me, please. That's all I'm asking. How many of you, they are 20, 50, 100, 200, whatever, how many of you kiss your mother's hand? You will find 2, 5, 10 maximum when it's 50 or so. I say, how many of you kiss your girlfriend? You will find 90 picking up their hands, you see. That, so to kiss the girlfriend, that is the norm. To kiss the mother, that has become abnormal. That is our society. I'm not speaking of non-Muslim. I'm speaking of Muslim. We feel even ashamed to kiss our mother's hand. Which kind of ummah are we? But the blame must come on the parents also. Did we make tarbiyah? Did we teach them what is true Islam? That how can this happen in a Muslim home? My son can kiss the girlfriend, justify it, and the parents will turn a blind eye. But to kiss the mother, he'll say, no, I feel shy, and so forth. It's haram, absolutely haram. Girlfriend, boyfriend, toy boy, joy boy, girl, mistress, all haram. Wala muttakhidin akhdan, wala muttakhidat akhdan. Kiss your mother's hand, kiss your father's hand, kiss your father's forehead. That is the sunnah in Nabawi. We are the teaching of the Prophet Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 1, 2. That you, father, I'm asking you, when last did you have a heart-to-heart talk with your daughter? What you do, make tea, make this, make this, make this, and finish. When they want something, you just give them 100 rand, 500 rand, 1000, just tick, 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 go, I'm very busy. What you busy is playing golf. We don't know if playing golf there in the golf course or is playing golf with another lady, you know. That also we don't know. Today a lot of things happen, you know. And the mother, when last did you have a heart-to-heart talk with your son? You just tell him, keep your room clean and do this, sleep early, do your homework. What homework? He closes that room. Just today, I'll tell you, today what happened. I'll tell you just now. So remember that. So he's busy there sending emails to the females. Today the mother sends me a message. Today, this morning. You know, I tried and clear everything out before I come here. She says, my son who's 20 years old says that I, as his mother, I cannot see his phone. I'm invading in his privacy. What is the question? Mother asks question to me. My son is 20 years old and tells me, as his mother or father, we don't have any rights to invade his privacy, that we can't go see what he's seeing on his phone and so forth. I said, you tell your son that in Islam, you as parents got all the right to see his phone. You got all the right to see his history, geography on his computer or mobile or whatever it is. If he doesn't like it, you must tell him there's the door. You must pack up and go from here. He's staying there free of charge, boarding and lodging. And he wants to dictate to you what is allowed and what is not allowed and so forth. So the name is Bilal, but the thought process thinking is Bali. The name is Maryam, but the thought process thinking is just like that of the non-Muslims. So that is where parents, we have failed. I told you this before. Allah Ta'ala puts ideas in our heads, you know, how to explain. I call this ABC, the C syndrome. Our baby is born, happy. Our son, our beloved, the darling daughter is born. So the best clothes we arranged. They grew up, then we gave them CDs. They grew up, we gave them cell phone. They grew up, we gave them computers. They grew up, we gave them cash. Today they demand what they want. Then they grew up, we gave them cars. All the C's we gave them. The greatest sea we did not give. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, ma nahala walidun nahlan ahsana min adabin hasan. Teach your children good manners, good character, good akhlaq, good everything. Whose parent today? 90% of the parents are shirking their duties and responsibilities. And the children now, they just run wild. You know, in Makkah, Medina, you're going for Umrah. One day I'm in the Hilton Hotel in Medina Munawwara. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock at night, these children are running, you know, up and down. So I got so upset. That time I phoned that number there. I said, I want to speak to the man in charge. So they put me through to the, they call him Mas'ul, you know. So I tell him, are you Mas'ul? The person, he said, yes. I said, just come to this floor and see what is happening. We pay so much money so we can get a peaceful sleep. Then we can go make ibadat. But your Hilton Hotel has become like a zoo, like a circus. He said, apologize, please, please, and this. I say, apologize, not helping me. Come down and sort the thing out. Then I raise my voice. They send them and the tension, this lighting is up, you know. So, but who is to blame that when our children behave like animals, you must remember that, that they don't care. In a masjid they come. They run a racket in a masjid. They have races in a masjid, you know. Sometimes if you go early in a masjid, they're playing soccer inside the masjid. They got the tennis ball and they're scoring goals and all. Our masajid I'm talking about. I'm not talking overseas. So who is to blame for all this? So we, the parents, the seniors are to blame. So understand, you speak of holiday, make your holiday a holy day. Send your children out in Jamaat, 3 days, 10 days, 20 days, 1 month. MashaAllah, in our masajid I go now, 3-4 masjids I visit here in Lens. That, you know, every day I'm in this 3-4. I see Jamaat came from here. Excellent, all youngsters, you know. So very good time. Number two, send them to the khanka. Send them to some pious person, some sheikh or something. Suhbate sali, sali kunan. Suhbate tali, tali kunan. It's hot, it's hot now. 20, 25, 30 degrees. We want the aircon, we want the fan. And in winter, we want to sit by the fireplace and heater. So the warmth come to us, summer, the coolness comes, sit with the pious people, the piety will rub off, you see. So that is what you should do. Third one, give them a book to read. Tell him, Beta, Betty, read this book. Your iman will get inspired. Today I told them, go read about Hazrat Sheikh. Go read the books of Sheikhs Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, Nawar Allah Marqadahu. Just go read their books. See in Arabic, in Urdu, in English and so forth. So how you will be inspired and so forth. So that is what we must do. Not let our children just be free. Yeah, you young ones, go enjoy life. Take this 5,000 rand, it's your holiday money, go bust it up. After 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks come, that your son mates have brought a parcel worth. Parcel is what? He made some girl pregnant. Now we worried about the abortion. I told you what happened when I went to Wits. So 3-4 weeks ago, I was at Wits University. I delivered a lecture. Whenever I go to these universities, I tell them, I'm sitting here after Jumma. I'll give you 1 hour, 1.5 hour. It ends up always 2 hours or more, in fact. Anyway, I tell them, uncensored, ask whatever is in your mind, you see. But don't take anybody's name. So they ask this, and that very good interaction. So one brother privately then came and told me, I went to the girl's father and I told him, I want to marry your daughter, I want the hand in marriage. He said, no, tiny sake, can't happen. He said, first she must finish her course, she must get a degree, all that, pachi apre joy. She must finish, graduate then. He said, now, me and she, he's saying he and that girl, we busy, we active, and 3 abortions she had already. Now, 1 month ago, you see. So when we tell you, your daughter will lose her virginity, she will lose her haya and shame and modesty, or Allah forbid, she will lose her whole Islam and leave Islam, we don't speak from our pockets. We know what is happening. We're interacting. It's for you, I'm telling you. We're not against the education. We're against the toxic environment that we're speaking about. So think properly, each one of you parents. You're watching World Cup, so what do you expect the children to do? Everybody got his own TV. Everybody got his own cell phone. Nobody knows what the other is watching. You know the one Laitiki Masoom, 5-6 years old, he came to his mother. He said, Mother, Ummi, I saw Daddy's phone. Daddy got all friends, you know, the woman, all of them so poor they are. They got no clothing on. I want to collect money and give Daddy's friends that they're so poor. He doesn't know his father is busy with all the porn and all these things there. Yeah? And he thinks, you know, masoom child. So he says, my Daddy's friends are all, girl, female friends are all very poor. He doesn't know this is richy rich business going on here. Yeah? So Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allahumma hassin farji. Ya Allah, protect our private part.
Mufti Sahib, 88-year-old person has been paralyzed and the leg is bent from the knee, cannot come straight. What can they read on olive oil and massage this person?
Remember that Surah Fatiha is Surah to Shifa. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif on the authority of Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu, read Surah Fatiha 7 times and blow on that person. You blow on the person, blow on the olive oil. Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kulu Zayt, that eat the olives, what dahinu bihi, and apply and massage the olive oil. For innahu min shajarati mubaraka, it comes from a very, very mubarak, blessed tree, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So you, the children, grandchildren, take this as an honor. Your father is there, your grandfather is there, dada is there, nana is there. Take turns, everyone, rub and so forth, massage. Every dua he makes at that age. Yesterday I was at a hospital in Malpa. You just look around and they all can see, and non-Muslim will say, pray for me, pray for me. You cry when you come out from there. How the people are suffering. Some of them, no one to come and visit them also. So, you know, so that's the time they realize that I might go any time, because they can just see we in ICU and things are gone very bad, you know. So anyway, so you, the children, grandchildren, go to Papa, go to Dada, Nana, grandparent, and pray for him and rub and so forth. And dua, he will make every dua is accepted. For innal malaika تؤمنون على دعائه. When the sick person makes dua, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the angels are saying Ameen, Ameen on that dua. And all you children, grandchildren, take out 1 rain, 2 rain, 5 rain, and so forth. So then, the da'whom or da'kum bi sadaqah. For the people who are ill in your family and your friends and wherever else, so give out charity on their behalf. Hadith of Imam Abu Dawood in his Marasil. The brother, I'll speak about it tomorrow, 2 to 2:30. The brother who picked me up, mashallah, we went to Mul Park and so forth. So then I saw he got the bag. So I asked him, Hikoro Aiba, what's this? He said, you will see. So every robot, every stop, they take out. MashaAllah, they're giving out food to everybody. You must see the beggars, how happy they are, you know. But the reason they're giving it out is for all the sick people. See what a wonderful gesture. We are the most generous people on this earth. But spend it on the right occasion, at the right time and right place. Then Allah will give shifa also, you know, inshallah, to us and to the people who are ill and sick. You know my brother, Ibrahim Bhai Gangad, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. So we're doing program one day. So somebody told him, Ibrahim Bhai, my father or mother, whatever, is in Mul Park, you know. So Ibrahim Bhai was very witty, he was very sharp. Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. He said, my brother, you know what happens after Mul Park? So the person asked, what happens, Ibrahim Bhai? You say, after Mul Park, they go to Allah Park. You understood? So then the mini passed away, you see. Then the one sharpshooter wrote to him. He said, no, you can't say like that. So he asked, what must I say? He said, you must say Mul Park, then West Park. West Park is the cemetery there. Then Allah Park. People, you can't make all these kind of jokes. Remember, it's serious this. But people, they write all these kind of things. Allah Ta'ala take us with Iman and Islam when we have to leave this world.
Many marriages are going through very turbulent times. Is there any advice and du'as for these turbulent times in many marriages?
I just spoke to one youngster today. I said, bhai, how long you married? He said, 5 months. I said, subhanallah. I told him, yusururu shahrin. I asked him, what time is Fajr time? He got mixed up. he gave the wrong time. I said, no, I understand, don't worry. So anyway, you must remember this, that people, we must get our priorities right, even after marriage. That after marriage, Fajr namaz is not maaf and is not half. Remember that. We still have to read Fajr on time. And the man in the masjid and woman at home. So every one of you, you want a smooth marriage, number one. All of you, husband, wife, you married 10, 20, 100 years also. Read Rabbana Hablana min Azwajina Wazuriyatina Qurrata Ayun. Surah chapter 25, verse 74, where the first quarter ends of the 19 Supara, 19 Jews. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses and such children that are the coolness of the eyes. So read that abundantly. Read the Asma'ullah al-Husna, the beautiful, wonderful names of Almighty Allah. And that will be Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. What is marriage? Marriage is not bedroom and bathroom. Marriage is not the bodies only must meet, the hearts have to meet. So read this dua. Read now with me. Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you are the creator of this love. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, Allahumma, Alif, Alif, wa tashdeed, shadda on the lam. Alif is the letter. Alif is the command, is the amr. It is, we're begging Allah. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Oh Allah, bring ulfa, mahabba, mawadda, love, compassion, understanding within our hearts. Once the hearts are united, then you have unity of thought. And both of you will go in the same direction. Otherwise, there will always be rows and ructions, and there will be infighting, civil war. Then that marriage becomes Jahannam on this earth. So therefore, dua, charity, both of you making dua together, read Nafil Salah together, husband, wife, read Nafil Salah together, is very good. I'll finish on this hadith, then we go for a break. Allah Ta'ala give you tawfiq. Nowadays you wake up 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock. Husband, you read 2 rakats. Wife, you read 2 rakats tahajjud. Allah Jalla Wala loves it so much. Allah Ta'ala instructs the malaika angels. These husband, this wife, they woke one another up. Write their names and record it. Wazakirin Allah kathira wazakirat. Among those people who remember me abundantly. Imagine if every couple does this. We wake up early, or before we sleep, we read 2 rakats, and then we don't must fajr namaz, we must perform that on time. Allah, out of His infinite grace and mercy, will write and record our names among those people who remember Him profusely and abundantly. Open Sunan Ibn Majah, you will find the hadith there.
Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. This afternoon's Q&A program is brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, Saudi, and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.